What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Back live on your flagship home for Nats baseball, Grant and Danny on 106.7 The Fan. Thank you for making the show part of your day. We'll take you up to 6:30 and eventually pregame ahead of the Nats and the Cards tonight, as you just heard Linnell mentioning in the update. We are fired up, though, to go to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And to welcome onto the show Brian Kenny. He does the smartest, best show on MLB Network. The show that you should check out is MLB Now. And nobody I'd rather chat with to get some insight on what he thinks about what the Nats have done and where they need to go moving forward than BK, who's back on the air with us here in D.C. Brian, it's been a while. You're on with Grant and Danny. Thank you for the time. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good to be talking to both of you guys. Hello.
Pleasure, bud. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. So let's just start with your reaction to a move that was stunning just in how long Mike Rizzo had been here before we talk about anything else. Essentially, the entire duration of Nats baseball. I was in high school when they hired him. You're going back almost 20 years ago. What did you make of the move this week that Davey Martinez was fired, Mike Rizzo was out at the same time after they got swept by Boston?
Yeah, I thought it was a stunner as well. And you're right. I tried to make a point that, you know, Mike Rizzo was synonymous with Nationals baseball. He was the guy. You know, I think he arrived a year after the franchise moved. He was the assistant GM 3 years later. He's the general manager, president of baseball ops. Also, again, just to, you know, we can talk about what went wrong, but they were winning, again, 95, 96, 97, and 98 games when that was something, winning NL East titles against, you know, very strong competition. And that was all Mike Rizzo. And that's before they won a World Series. So there was a lot of success. And look, a manager often has to fall on his sword, even if he doesn't deserve it, even if he's a good manager. And I think Davey Martinez is a good manager. That you could more expect and say, hey, the rebuild stalled. What's happening with the player development? Maybe the manager takes the fall for that. I didn't expect both to go.
Is the timing strange to you at all, Brian? I mean, I understand with Davey Martinez, we've got some reporting that an extension or an option needed to be picked up. So, you know, you weren't going to do that, and you weren't going to have him just be a lame duck the rest of the way. So that one, I think, kind of makes sense. But is the Rizzo timing surprising to you?
Well, yeah. I mean, this is not the time you rethink all of your organizational goals, especially after you've had someone where if you don't know them by now, you're never going to know him. Mm. It was 17 years. That said, look, there is some wisdom to if things have been coming to a head, if, you know, a lot of things have not been progressing the way you wanted them to, I can't say it's the worst idea in the world to, if you're going to make this move, to make it before the draft. I would think most things are in place with their team as far as what they're looking at and, you know, all of their scouting department. I mean, yes, it's a stunner before the trade deadline, especially when sellers will be at a premium. There's not that many out there. So it's a shocker, but there is something I can see somebody or ownership thinking, you know what, if we're thinking of doing this, Now is the time before we go into a draft where we have the number one pick.
Brian Kenny, who studies all the numbers and the data, is with us to discuss all things Major League Baseball. We're starting with the crazy week for the Nationals. You know, there was a piece in the Post today, and I'm sure you saw some of these charts. In fact, a lot of this data has been out there for a long time and in different places. But post-2012, so this was after Harper and Rendon were smashing successes, nobody's done a worse job at drafting and developing bats than Washington. OWAR of 1.2 post-2012 collectively for all their hitters. They've had, I think, 20 guys get to the major leagues. And you know, when you stack them up with the Astros and some of the really successful teams who have 162 OWAR, I mean, it's night and day. There's not another team with less than 27 OWAR, and the Nats have 1.2. How does that happen, do you think?
Well, it is surprising, especially given, you know, that this team is supposed to be a team with a scouting background, and that's supposed to be a strength. You can go years. The Yankees, before they got Aaron Judge up from their own system, had gone years. I think it would have been Robinson Cano was like the previous guy that they got out of their own system. It can happen. But, yes, I mean, that's an indictment of something. So you're missing something. If you have some drafts where you're reasonably high, or even if you're late in the first round, you've got to be able to nail some of them. So, no, it is what it is. Even if you think, hey, Jacob Young's a nice player, Dylan Cruz is still young and he can develop and that can happen. But wow, that is a stunning lack of production from your high draft picks.
Brian Kenny with us here on Grant and Danny. So what do they need now, Brian? I mean, it's, you know, and also, you know, it also gets to a million questions about ownership and if they're going to do anything at any point in time and be reengaged. But just on a binary, looking from a baseball perspective, I think about this for football, right? Where like the last guy's a player's coach and everybody's coming in late. The next guy's got to be a, you know, a military time type dude or, you know, vice versa. What do they need now, both in terms of on the bench and in the front office?
Well, I think what you basically need is you need to, and again, I don't know all the inner workings, all the employees, the size of the departments of the Nationals. It was a pretty damning piece in the Post today about, you know, how they've been lagging behind. But if you don't have a pitching lab or a pitching group, it's malpractice in this day and age. You know, I was out in Kansas City. I had a talk out there, a sabermetric talk at the Linda Hall Library, and went to a Royals game and got to, you know, speak to some of the members of their front office. And, you know, this is the Royals. Again, another heavily, like, a team that is heavily balanced towards scouting traditionally, and yet they have a sophisticated pitching group that they call it. They don't call it a pitching lab. The Brewers, you know, always punching, you know, above their weight. They were one of the originals with the pitching lab. The Dodgers obviously probably have, it's like a college campus of pitching lab. It's, you know, you've got to, in this day and age, maximizing performance, at the very least, have a pitching lab. And then conversely, you've got to have hitting coaches working with baseball ops people that understand the modern way to play that cat and mouse game or that modern battle at the plate, plate discipline, you know, pitch recognition. You've got to build the infrastructure of what your baseball ops department is, so you are maximizing performance and properly maximizing development at all times.
Yeah, to that point, reading from a piece in the Washington Post today, there was a lot of talk about kind of the investment in the development, so to speak, saying three people within the Nationals organization lamented what they saw as a lack of investment from the Lerner family. Most MLB teams have two Dominican Summer League teams. Washington, one of eight clubs that has only one. Washington's player development staff is among the smallest in baseball. Minor league spending is among the lowest in baseball. I mean, is there a way, you know, we'll have callers that'll say, well, a lot of teams don't spend and they still win. I don't know if that's the best bedfellow, like that's the North Star, but is there a way to say, that's okay, but you still got to find a way? Or is there more to it than that?
No, I think it's what you're pointing to, in that you need, in the modern game, given that all teams are reasonably smart now, right? And it wasn't always the case. There were teams that were out ahead of others. There was a real information gap. It's no longer the case. But there is kind of a performance maximization gap between the teams that do it best and the teams that are not quite as good at it. So it's everything you're talking about. It's international scouting. It's player development. It's a pitching lab. It's a hitting lab. It's having individually tailored coaches for players. It's for, you know, making sure the players and their families are happy. It's for going to Japan and Korea and having scouts active there. It's like, what are the Dodgers good at? Everything. You've got to be good at everything. And you can, like, again, the Brewers, it's not just the Rays and then the A's a few years ago. You know, the Brewers, again, I mentioned, they punch above their weight. There's a bunch of teams that are just, you know, kind of like low on money, lower budget, but they're just quietly excellent, and they're all, and they know who they are. So they also know you have to flip some of your assets when they're in their prime, like if it's Devin Williams or whoever it is, where you need to trade that guy before he peaks because you need to turn him into several other assets. You know who you are, know where your payroll is, and know have your plan of competing with the bigger clubs.
Brian Kenny with us here on Grant and Danny. So to that end, they got a couple of guys who are rapidly approaching, you know, I mean, not the same caliber of player, but rapidly approaching service time amounts that were similar to what Juan Soto and some of the other young players that they traded to get these this sort of group of young stars that they're kind of building around. Mackenzie Gore is right in that range. I mean, is that something that an interim GM or kind of the new GM, whoever it is, would have to consider, sort of given where they are?
Yeah, you either have to extend or trade, right? You've got to decide where you are and where you are on the win curve. I'd say this, like in this day and age, you're not as far away as you used to be. Again, there's more playoff rungs to be grabbed. Once you get in the range of being a 500 club, you're not far away from a playoff spot. So you don't, that drastic rebuild doesn't have to happen. But you have to make a choice. You know, are we rebuilding, or do we think that winning is within the window of players like Gore? Or again, like, you know, James Wood, you know, like he's already a star. Is it impossible to extend him? Maybe it is, but you need to strike early. You know, most of the top clubs now, you know, like Julio Rodriguez, Corbin Carroll, like we used to think, oh, you can't sign these guys now, you know, especially they've got Boris, they can't be signed. Well, you wave $100 million or $185 million in front of a kid, you know what? He might sign. So you have to make those choices.
MLB Network's Brian Kenny on Grant and Danny. You mentioned James Wood. Just how good has he been? I mean, we are spoiled here to have gone from Harper to Soto to now James Wood. It's been amazing. But what do you make of this first full season in the majors as he's on his way to the All-Star game and the Home Run Derby?
Oh, he's fantastic. Can I tell you a funny story? Can I tell you a funny inside story?
Love it.
Of course.
I saw his father play high school basketball.
Wow. Okay. So Kenny went to Richmond. So we know him a little bit. Yeah.
Right. Kenny was the Dragon Slayer at Richmond when they beat Syracuse. Was it a 15 beating a 2?
I think so.
So Kenny Wood, I was a rookie sportscaster on Long Island, and Kenny Wood was my high school athlete of the week. And what's funny is I was talking to a few GMs and scouts about James, and they said, like, just how, you know, how quiet he is, how he's quiet. He's got his heartbeat is slow. He's nice and calm. His father was the same way. I went and saw him play high school basketball, and I watched him. I said, this kid is a star player. This kid's the best player in the county. Now, it turns out he was the best player in the state, right? New York State. But he got the ball on the inside. He just had a myriad of moves. He was smooth. He was quiet. Nothing outlandish. He didn't dunk. He just beat you. He finished with 32 and 15 quietly. And you say, wow, what happened? So it's funny just thinking, I see James and I laugh when I heard some GMs saying, you know, he's so calm and quiet. He doesn't stand out. You have to watch him play. I'm like, that's his dad. His dad was the same exact way, except on the basketball court.
Yeah, and he'll have 32 and 15 probably by next month, just in terms of some of the numbers that he's putting up. It really is transcendent. But just sort of given, and you touched on this, Brian, I'd love for you to expound on it. You've got guys. C.J. Abrams was an All-Star last year, didn't quite make it this year, but at times kind of looked the part. Josiah Gray was an All-Star, rehabbing from injury. Gore and Wood now. You've got some nuts and bolts here. You've got the outline of a group that's not that far away. And I know that the season's been disappointing. I'm not saying that they're close to winning now, but it doesn't feel intangible anymore.
No, you're right. I mean, that's what's kind of it's got to be galling to Mike Rizzo too, in that you have the nucleus of a winning team from the Soto trade alone. I mean, it's one of the best trades in the history of the sport. I mean, I like Robert Hassel a lot too, and we haven't. And Susanna is throwing 100 down in Double A. Like, there's a lot going on here. Now you need to sign these guys up. You got to build around them. But you're absolutely right. You know, you have like a star left hander, a guy who's one of the best swing and miss guys in the sport. You've got one of the best hitters in the outfield, and you're not even done there. So no, you have it. Right, Abrams is a. Like, in another era, he'd be the best shortstop in the league. Now, there's so many good shortstops now. He's top 10. But in another era, have a shortstop slugging 500 that's exceedingly rare. So, you have the core of a winning team, of a playoff team here. Maybe not a great team right away, but you certainly shouldn't be that far away from a team that can jump up, win, in, I don't know, 88, 90 games, and maybe grab one of those last playoff spots.
Yeah, Abrams very easily could have made a second straight All-Star team this year with Gore, who's in, and with Wood, who's in, all from that same Soto deal. BK will be watching you on MLB Network. Thank you so much for the time. We really appreciate it.
All right. Always good chatting with you guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Brian.
You guys too. Brian Kenny, love his show, MLB Now. Just very, very smart, analytical, researched, really, really good information. And was happy to get him on the program. The Nats have made a bevy of moves, so let's run through some of these. Mike DiBartolo just met with reporters, by the way. First thing he did, according to some of the folks that were there, and we can ask Spencer Nussbaum about this, of the Washington Post, who was in St. Louis, when he joins us coming up in 40 minutes, because he was on hand. But he said that he thanked Mike Rizzo, Davey Martinez, and ownership for the opportunity. He said the next thing he said was, simply stepping up our game is not enough. We need real change. And the quote that he pulled out was, the fans are right to be frustrated. We are all frustrated. We have a lot of interesting, exciting young pieces to build on. We have a lot more we need to do. He went on to say, simply stepping up our game is not enough. We need real change. I'm excited to bring a fresh approach, a fresh voice to this role, and to integrate more data, more technology, more innovation into our decision-making across the organization at all levels, and hopefully improve the performance of our players as well. I mean, that will be music to a lot of people's ears whenever you're talking about data, which is analytics, right? When you're talking about innovation and technology, these are areas where they have been short. And he's going to fight the good fight that, you know, maybe Rizzo was fighting, and maybe not to the extent that DiBartolo, who's a numbers and data guy, would have. Maybe he's going to fight even harder to try to catch up in so many of those regards. But I think that'll be welcome to hear for a lot of people.
I think so, too. Yeah, just because, listen, I don't even care what you're selling at this point, as long as it's different from the past thing. Like, right now, you can't do anything wrong. You haven't screwed up any drafts yet. You haven't messed up assigned a guy that turned out to be a bust or made a bad trade. You're basically saying, hey, I'm here. I'm not quoting him, but you're basically saying, the last 6 years have not gone well at all. That's why I'm sitting here. I propose change. Everyone's going to go nuts, right? And rightfully so. But you're offering a fresh set of eyes, talking about technology, talking about investing in certain things. And where the rubber meets the road is, will ownership say yes to these things? Will they be on board with fresh set of eyes, fresh set of ideas, fresh set of anything? You would hope, and maybe this was the first sign of hey, we need to get off our butts and actually do something here because this is a disaster.
Well,
I'm hoping.
Let
that's
me
the
give
case.
A quote to what you're talking about. This is from the Post last night, the DiBartolo story they did that was in the paper. I'm guessing today, but a quote from an unnamed source within the organization. They said, where I'd most readily start is to say, this is not hiring Mike Rizzo's assistant. One front office employee, I guess, currently said. He went on to say, even if that's what it is in practice, this is a very different person, very different. If people are looking for the new age, analytically minded, have his own ideas person, that's what you're getting here. With the institutional knowledge of the people in the group that he's working with, which is something Jim Duquette, the former big league GM who we had on the show yesterday, said. You know, going internally, a lot of times people roll their eyes and don't love that. He said, but it can be a really good thing too, because the person that you're hiring knows all of your shortcomings, knows the things that you're bad at, knows the people, frankly, that aren't that good and the people that are. And that takes a lot of time when you go get someone from outside the building. When you go to the assistant, sometimes you get Tommy Shepard, but sometimes you get Brian McClellan. You know, sometimes the person sitting right there would do things a little bit differently and might be pretty good. But I thought that was interesting, that quote of, this is not Mike Rizzo's assistant just sliding over to do things the way Mike Rizzo did it. Sure, he was Mike Rizzo's assistant, but they're very, very different people who do things very, very different ways.
I think that's a great way to quantify it, right? Clearly, the job title says, that's what the business card said, but this is a totally different person from a totally different background. And Rizzo, by the way, it's not to belittle it, is a scout, third-generation baseball scout, had a, by his own account, a very middling minor league career, and he quickly transitioned into being a scout, front office type guy, and grinded the miles, dude. He was out there in Iowa, and then the next day in Butte, Montana to see the next guy, and then was in South Dakota and Arizona. He ate the burger. All the rappers are sitting there in the back right seat of the car, dude. He grinded his way through scouting, development, player evaluation, and the like to get the various roles that he's had. Really successful at that for a really, really long time. A long storied career, quite frankly, with some of the great players in recent memory under his signing. I mean, he's the guy that signed Frank Thomas. He found Justin Upton. I think Justin would have been found anyway, but he was the guy that signed him. I mean, those sorts of scouting victories happened in his career. This is not MIT algorithm computer nerd.
No.
It just isn't.
But close to that.
But that's what Bartolo is. Yeah.
From the story yesterday. He's going to be integrating our analytics into our day-to-day work stream a lot more. That is a wordy way of saying he's going to use analytics more often. We're going to become more analytically minded. That's what that sentence means. He's going to be pushing for us to kind of catch up on the tech side. Again, what does that mean? We need to get the technology that we don't have where we've fallen behind. Like the story that the Post wrote last week, that they don't have the hitting machine, that Rizzo came on the Junkies a few days later and said, well, we're getting that. You know, we'll have that soon. If DeBartolo is the president baseball ops or the GM or what have you, do they already have it? I don't know. I mean, my opinion is he's kind of been the de facto general manager without the title as it is anyway. But maybe he's saying, and I don't know that this is true, I'm just floating this, maybe he's going, we need this, Mike, we need this. And Mike's going, I'm not so sure. You know, we had Jason Wirth on the show in our first hour today, and he said, yeah, I used one of those things. I thought it was dumb. Yeah, there's a lot of people like Jason Wirth in baseball. There's also Alex Coles, who really want this thing, according to that story. Going on to read from the quote here from this unnamed source, I think that we've done the work, the diligence to know what is out there, what we would like to do, and now it's just kind of operationalizing it from here. I don't know exactly what the last part means, but I take that to mean we know the stuff that other teams have. We know what we have and what we don't. It's not like we're not plugged in on this. It's not like we don't know what the Giants or the Phillies or the Mets are using, and it's all there for us. Now we need to figure out how to implement it and how to get it. And that comes back to, does ownership allow you to do that or not? I just have a hard time believing with Rizzo at the helm, they haven't been trying to do that already. But maybe not to the extent that they should have been. Going on to this Post piece, five people in the front office, all speaking on the condition of anonymity cast Monday. Listen to this, Danny. As the most optimistic they had felt about the future of the franchise in a long time.
How about that?
They cited DeBartolo's work ethic, his connections across baseball, his familiarity with ownership, his extensive background in the role, and more than anything else, his desire to engage with ideas, new, bold, traditional, or otherwise, from every other corner of the organization. So if you're looking for a juxtaposition, if they're saying they're more optimistic with him running it than they were a day earlier with Mike, what are they actually hinting at here? His work ethic. Are they saying he's going to outwork him? He's a much younger guy getting his first shot. I mean, Rizzo's in his mid-60s. I guess that's possible. His connections across baseball. Well, he's not more connected than Mike Rizzo. But I will say, Mike DeBartolo, knowing him, just texting some people with other teams, I mean, they love this guy. Him, Shalaba, who's in that front office, they do a lot of the working with other front offices and texting about players and stuff. So, yeah, he might actually be more connected at this point just because he does a lot of the legwork on the trades and stuff. His familiarity with ownership, obviously Rizzo was more familiar. Extensive background on the role, more than anything else, his desire to engage with ideas. This, to me, is where, what exactly are you hinting at here? Is this just an endorsement of DeBartolo, or is this an indictment?
It's hard not to compare.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
exactly.
It's hard not to cast a quick glance back at what just was as of, you know, 72 hours ago.
Why am I so excited? Why is this the most optimistic I've been in years? Well, this guy is going to engage with ideas, new, bold, traditional, or otherwise, from every corner of the organization. Are you saying anything there without saying it? Or are you just telling me that's what this guy's going to do? But I can tell you, yeah, there's a young group of guys about his age, a lot of peers, that are the worker bees, that have been there for a long time working in the shadows, and I think they're very, very excited for this opportunity to prove themselves a little bit.
You would say so, right? Like, you know, when you're waving the spreadsheet in somebody's face and it gets cast aside, it's now maybe someone's going to look at it. I mean, that's the idea, right? And it's not, again, not to cast any aspersions on anybody else, but it's hard not to make direct comparisons to the guy's predecessor that, again, was in seat 72 hours ago.
Next on Grant and Danny, let's spin the old commando wheel. Which commander will it land on today?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With everything going on in the sports world. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan, taking you up to 6:30, 1 hour from right now, a little mini overtime, and then eventually Nats baseball as they take on the St. Louis Cardinals tonight. Should point out that Mike Rizzo will be on the Sports Junkies tomorrow morning right here on the Fan at 9 a.m., Remember, every Wednesday at 9, when he was the president of the team for many years, he joined the Junks to talk about the state of the Nationals. Well, for the first time ever on a Wednesday, with the Junkies in Morning Drive. He is not the general manager of the team, but he will be joining them to talk about his ousting. So can't wait to hear what he has to say and what should be pretty must-listen radio. That's at 9 a.m. tomorrow. We're getting ready for training camp, which is later this month. We are counting down to the Commanders being back on the grass, and that means every day on the show, we are spinning the commando wheel. It lands on a player, then we break that player's 2026 outlook, 2025 and 2026 outlook down, looking into the windshield in front of us. So let's do it. Let's spin the commando wheel.
With the 29th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Washington Commanders select Josh Connerly, Jr., tackle, Oregon.
You look at the tape and you see what an incredible athlete he is for his size, which is backed up by a lot of his testing numbers too, but just really the way he moves, just great feet, great lower body structure, great bend, and so super talented for a big man.
When you have a young quarterback, the best thing to do is build the offensive line in front of him, and that's what the Commanders are doing and continue to do so by drafting Josh Connerly, the tackle out of Oregon, in the first round.
Adam Peters, Pete Prisco, you heard from there, discussing new tackle Josh Connerly, who should be the long-term left tackle in Washington if Laramie Tunsil doesn't get another contract. But for now, he'll have a chance to start on the right side of the offensive line. For the moment, Danny, it would appear he'll have to take the job from Andrew Wiley in a competition. But you have to imagine, with his athleticism, even as youthful as he is and as much a project in some ways as he's going to be putting on strength, being physical in the running game, that's a job he should be able to win, whether it's during camp or early into the season. I'll be really surprised it's a round one pick if he's not starting at right tackle early this football season.
You would think so, right? Just, again, with the athleticism, and we touched on this, just to kind of put something on that, they've got a type, certainly. The only guy that's been out of type for them was a dude that's, you know, could run for mayor in various municipalities, and Mikey Sanders still. And even still, that guy's a baller and a gamer. Everyone else jumps off the screen with their athleticism scores. Again, this group has a type. Are you a leader, good kid, and are you a great athlete? Then we'll find something for you to do. So that's what Connerly was. I think ranked fourth out of offensive tackles in this combine with some of the raw athletic score testing. It depends on your measure. Some had him as low as seventh. Some had him as high as fourth. His 40 time, whatever, doesn't really matter. But the other stuff, the vertical jump, the broad jump, the explosive stuff, the 10-yard splits, where it's quick, short movements, oftentimes an offensive lineman might have to do that with some power. He excels there. Really good in space. That's kind of the thing where you could sort of envision Cliff Kingsbury drooling, which is why, according to reports, he put that note on the desk of our esteemed general manager, Mr. Peters.
And now we've seen it, by the way.
That's true.
And it came out in their production that they posted in their little TV show that they do. But yeah, for people who haven't heard that story, that anecdote, I mean, almost like the movie Draft Day, Cliff Kingsbury wrote a note saying he wanted Connerly and put it on Dan Quinn's desk, saying, go get me my offensive tackle. And the reason, to your point, he was infatuated with him, Danny, and he salivated about the possibility, is the footwork and the mobility in the screen game. And in some of the stuff they do horizontally with what we call this sideways raid, right? They go spread. They want to use every blade of grass. They want to use the entire width of the football field. But you need guys that can get out in space. You think about those athletic tackles in this era, like Trent Williams, who is here now in San Francisco, who plays point guard when he's playing pickup basketball at Lifetime Fitness over in Ashburn, going between the legs and dunking. That's what Connerly could end up being, that kind of athlete. He's going to play at about 6'5", a little under that, 311 pounds. And I think there's a chance eventually he's going to be a big, tough dude, really, really strong guy. I mean, he had 24 reps pre-draft at the combine. at 225 pounds. You know, just based on his size alone, you're going to be in that range. But that's not man strength yet. Like, you look at his face, he looks like a child. Nobody's ever looked younger, in my opinion, who's ever worn a jersey for this football team than this kid Connerly. But I don't think highly enough, I guess, of what Wiley's been to feel like he can block him. There's also this. Sam Cosmi, the former second-round pick out of Texas, who was a tackle, kicked inside to guard, a reoccurring theme around these parts with Brandon Coleman starting at the other guard, the former tackle. Cosmi's not going to be available at the beginning of the year at right guard. So presumably Nick Allegretti, who was a starter last season at left guard, will just move over and maybe be the guard there with Coleman starting at left guard. But it's also possible that Wiley could kick inside. He started at guard at times in Kansas City on a Super Bowl team, and that maybe he beats out Allegretti if Connerly's the starter. They have created a lot of competition by going and getting Laramie Tunsil in the trade, by moving Coleman inside, by now having Wiley's flexibility because you drafted Connerly in the first round. A thin offensive line has gotten much deeper.
I think that's the best way to put it. So let's say, for the sake of argument, Connerly's not fully formed and operational, not ready to go week one, because you don't trust him against speed to power rushers. That's one of the negatives on the scouting report. Guys that can use power off the edge to knock him off his base a little bit.
By the way, the Giants are loaded with pass rushers for your hypothetical.
Brought me up. That's kind of why I bring that up. Kayvon Thibodeau called for a scouting report. So you're basically saying we'll get away with Andrew Wiley for a few weeks, maybe a month. You're fine there. This is more of a long-term pick, even just not for the – I mean, I don't mean 4 years down the road. I mean a couple of months down the road. Like, he's going to play right tackle this year a lot. He will get the most starts, assuming health, at right tackle. I have no doubt in my mind about that. It's just when that happens. Hopefully it's training camp and we never look back, and that's the story, and you're better now with Wiley at guard, where he played well in Kansas City at times, Coleman at the other guard spot, and you've massively upgraded your offensive line there. If it takes him a month, so be it. I'm not going to panic about that. You know, there's a reason he was the 29th pick and not at 7th overall, where Membu went from Missouri, who was a really well thought of prospect with even better athletic scores than Connerly. But he's going to start. He's going to play well. I think he fits perfect in this system.
Yeah, I'll be disappointed if he's not on the field as the starting right tackle to open the season. I would bet on that being the case, though, right now, until we see something that makes you think otherwise during training camp. Coming up in 20 minutes on Grant and Danny, we will go out to St. Louis and check in with Spencer Nussbaum of the Washington Post. The media met with GM Mike DeBartolo today, taking over for Mike Rizzo. We'll hear a little bit about that conversation and some of the reporting he's done. A lot of unnamed sources suggesting the organization could go very data and technology heavy in the months ahead with DeBartolo at the helm. So we'll talk about that next. We'll sizzle and fizzle on the Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan, taking you all the way up to 6:30 tonight. Nats baseball against St. Louis. A little more intrigue than it would have had a debut tonight for Miguel Cairo on the bench as the interim skipper of the Nationals. All right, let's go sizzling and fizzling here, Danny. I figured you and I, with just a few minutes here in this one-off, can throw together some of the things we go thumbs up and thumbs down on. I've got more sizzling today than fizzling. I must be in a good mood. But
I love that. Start
I've got
us
a
off.
Few of them for you. Are you ready to go here?
Yes, sir.
Sizzling. TSA. Travelers no longer have to remove their shoes
one of mine.
To get through the regular line at TSA security checkpoints at airports. This was broken last night by CBS News. It's all over the place now. But for many, many years, post-September 11th, just to go through the security, you had to take off your belt, take off your shoes, take off your pants, get in a towel. Some of this is not true. But you would have to, you know, take your laptop out, and your bottle of water gets thrown away, and the whole works. Well, there's one lesser inconvenience now when I fly out to the Major League Baseball draft this weekend, and that is, Danny, that I can keep my damn shoes on. First time in a long time, and I am fired up about that. It stinks to take off your shoes. You got to make sure your socks are matching. There's always a guy in front of you who's got smelly feet. You're like walking around on the airport. There's people that don't have any shoes on anyway, and they're like wearing flip-flops, and they don't have socks. The fact that you can leave your shoes on, that is a win. Sizzling TSA.
That is a good one, my friend. I wonder what changed. It's, again, above my pay grade. I wonder what technology is there. I imagine it's the thing where you're doing a frozen jumping jack.
Yeah.
They get like, yeah, we can see in there too now. You know what I mean? Like we can tell if there's something in your shoe or not. Never anything in my shoe, so I'm glad.
I just think that, yeah, there's definitely something available for them that didn't used to be, that now they can figure this out. All right, sizzling. I'm going to go space. Space is sizzling. Netflix is teaming up with NASA to bring space a little closer to home. Beginning later this summer, Netflix is going to begin to stream live rocket launches, astronaut spacewalks, mission coverage, and breathtaking live views of Earth from the International Space Station. So if you're a nerd who wants to see Earth from thousands of miles away, I think I could probably watch that for a few minutes, leave that up on the TV screen while I'm working around the house or something. You can watch Earth from space thanks to Netflix.
How about that? That is, it's like all the time? It's just the channel?
I don't think it's going to be a 24/7 view of Earth. I think they're going to do that some. But this is going to be basically space programming. So like the astronaut spacewalks are televised, mission coverage, and then the live views from Earth and from the International Space Station of Earth. So it's all encompassing, but I don't think it's like a 24/7 channel. I think there's probably going to be times where you, if you choose to, you can upload like Earth from space station. But I think it's more about covering rocket launches and spacewalks and things like that.
That's pretty dope. I'm into that. That's very, very cool. It's not something I'd watch like every time, all the time, but still it's one of those things where how neat would that be to check out? Because it's not like the cameras from back in the day where, you know, I remember watching space launches and it was like from 6 miles away, you got a camera that's like kind of zoomed in and shaky when the thing is going up and you couldn't really tell much. Now they got better technology. That's really cool.
Last one I've got here, sizzling quarterbacks, the position quarterback. And it's because I'm a couple episodes in. One of the great shows Netflix has given us, man. QB is back for what is now a second season. Last year they did wide receiver, they did quarterback 2 years ago. Joe Burrow, Jared Goff, Kirk Cousins, your trio featured this year. Burrow and Goff in the part that I've seen kind of heavily starring, as you'd imagine, in a year in which Cousins ends up getting benched in Atlanta. But so far, so good. An awesome show that's getting me ready for football.
They don't miss. Whatever that style of documentary is, whoever's in charge of it, they're on Netflix a lot. It's just so wonderful. Now, I watch one about a sport that I don't care about in terms of tennis or golf or whatever. No interest in those things at all, and I watch the hell out of those. The sport I'm interested in the most, giving me that kind of access, it is a drug as far as I'm concerned. Just so splendid.
Fizzling, I've got training camp. We are down to just 3 open dates now. The Commanders announcing this past week they will have 6 total dates for fans, 3 for season ticket holders exclusively, and then another 3 wide open for fans, which sold out almost immediately. So most of the people, vast majority of folks that want to go to training camp, will not be able to at all. Fizzling, training camp, a dying fun pastime.
I like that, my friend. It's a bummer. They're not doing it right. I think this is a mistake of this. Whoever I don't know who to blame. I don't know if it's PR people, ownership. I don't know if it's Dan Quinn. Whoever's in charge of having the least amount of availability for fans, tied with like one other team, which one of these is not like the other? You? Don't do that. Just be right in the middle of the pack and nobody would complain. I think it's a bummer. I'm with you. Let me sizzle first. You kind of stole a bit of your boy's thunder, but you want to talk about a heater. Netflix is on a heater. This is Joe DiMaggio type stuff where it's 3 hits every night. Squid Game that just wrapped up, $60 million in the first weekend, but hundreds of millions overall are going to end up watching this thing. You got Happy Gilmore 2 coming out. Quarterback was released today, which we've already talked about. The Trainwreck Anthology series about the London tube bombing all the way back in 2005, an expose that's supposed to be incredible.
I just watched the train wreck that just dropped on the Poop Cruise last night. That thing was insane.
Well, that's insane too. I haven't even gotten to that one. Good heavens. Then you've got later on this year, the finale of Stranger Things, one of the most acclaimed shows of all time. That's coming out in multiple parts in the fall. Return of the Sandman, the Neil Gaiman story. Everything, everywhere, all the time. Like, anytime I go, okay, I think I'm through that queue on Netflix. I think I've done everything else. Let me see what else is going. Oh, no, there's another thing dropping that I have to watch. They have figured me out. They are giving me all of the things that I want all of the time. It's the single greatest programming entity we've ever seen.
They're in a competition for your dollar,
yep,
and for your attention and with a lot of other places that are spending a lot of money too. And all the boats are being risen by this tide. It's awesome.
They're just hitting nukes. Fizzling, nobody's fault. I want to be very clear. This is no one's fault. My son's summer soccer practice schedule. We paid because we're supposed to pay. And there have been 3 practices. Again, nobody's fault. It's Mother Nature's fault. It's the weather's fault. It's whatever. But there have only been 3 practices. I think he'll end up, if we get to all the rest of them, they're not canceled. One was canceled today. He'll end up going to 5 practices the entire summer, and it was supposed to be 20 or something
close
to that.
What's the weather? Is it the heat or the? It's not like there's been rain.
There has been rain. Every time they're like, okay, is he scheduled to practice today? Thunderstorm. We got to cancel it. So there have been a handful of those. A couple have been like the extreme heat advisories where, gotcha, I understand that. We can't safely go outside.
So let's go fizzling heat or fizzling weather.
There it is. Yeah, the weather's fizzling.
Weather. Fizzling. Keeping Danny's kid from practicing soccer. Spencer Nussbaum of the Washington Post was one of the reporters who just talked to the new GM of the Washington Nationals in St. Louis. Let's see what Mike DiBartolo had to say about the organization. This is The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.